old and new. Movie Reviews.
Hello and welcome to episode 4 of the Old and New Movie Review Podcast. The movie of the week is the new Twilight Eclipse movie. I figured since it's new to the box offices and a pretty popular thing right now, it can have its own episode on the movie review. This movie is the third part in the Twilight saga following Twilight and New Moon. It features all of the same cast members but has a different director, just like New Moon did. David Slade directed Eclipse. I consider him a fairly new director because he hasn't directed very many movies, and the movies he has directed are nothing that you would remember him from. David Slade did a good job on the movie, much better than the previous two directors from the Twilight series. Just in case you've been living under a rock since 2008 when the first movie came out, Bella Swan is played by Kristen Stewart, and Edward Cullen is played by Robert Pattinson. I think they casted this movie very well. All of the actors fit into their characters nicely, including Kristen Stewart. Now, ever since the first movie came out, Kristen Stewart hasn't been receiving good reviews, which I don't understand at all. She was great in Adventureland, Into the Wild, and we could even go back as far as Catch That Kid if you really wanted to. Just because all of the 13 and 14-year-olds are in love with Edward Cullen doesn't give them a reason to hate Kristen Stewart as an actress. Sure, go ahead and hate Bella Swan, but hating Kristen Stewart isn't going to bring Edward Cullen from the fiction world into the real world. Anyway, I saw the first movie with my best friend Monday, and it was good. I have to admit that I did read all four books, and at the end of the movie, I said the four words that everyone hates to hear: the book was better. But the movie Eclipse was much better than both Twilight and New Moon, partly because there was much more action and drama in it than the previous two movies, and partly because I hated both the book and the movie version of New Moon. Back to Monday. We got up to see the first showing of the day for Eclipse, and when we walked into the theater, it was packed. Who gets up on a Monday morning the day after a major holiday to see the first showing? Well, we did, but we assumed that we would be the only few people there to see the first showing, but obviously we were wrong. Anyway, 5 seconds into Bella's first monologue, I hear the phrase, "Shut up, Bella," from behind me. Turning around, I saw a group of 4 or 5 teenage girls, all of which couldn't be older than 14, sitting behind me. They talked through the entire movie. And they just didn't talk about what was happening in the movie, they talked about what was going to happen in the movie. But you see, the thing was, they hadn't read the book, so all of their predictions were wrong. People talking during movies has got to be my biggest pet peeve. Seriously, I didn't pay $8.50 to listen to you talk to your friends about how much you hate Bella Swan and debate with each other who is sexier, Edward or Jacob. It doesn't matter. Neither one of them are ever going to choose you, so please, keep your comments to yourself. Sorry about the rant, it just really irritated me that they talked for the entire movie. Back to the movie, on a scale from 1 to 5, I'd have to give the movie a 4. It was good, but not great. Definitely worth paying the money and seeing it, though. Especially if you've seen the previous two movies and read the books. Well, this has been episode 4 of the Old and New Movie Review Podcast. I'm Katie, you all have a great week and see some amazing movies.